This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
In Indiana, summer means more than sunshine. It's hiking miles and miles of trails to magnificent views and cruising through caves on underground river rides. It's spending the night in a floating cabin and scuba diving into your next big adventure. It's riding a horse and buggy through historic towns and camping with elephants at a wildlife park. It's anything but ordinary. Plan your trip at inindiana.com/summer.
Going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
Story of the night, an exclamation mark on his redemption tour. Good morning, 97.1, Jim Costa, John Jansen, Heather Park. We've got Gov and Greg behind the glass and Chris Fallar on the updates. John grinning ear to ear after last night, man.
Story of the night, story of the season. I mean, this is the team that is now best in Major League Baseball. Not just best in the American League, best in all of Major League Baseball. And the redemption story of Javi Baez / Javier Baez is unbelievable. It really is unbelievable. With the 3 years that, I say we lived through as Tigers fans, AJ Hinch, this team lived through, but Javi lived through. Like, can you imagine how low it got for him? Because even at the lowest points, and there's many of them, we heard from AJ about how much Javi cares about it. And, you know, there would be days off and he'd spend the whole day in the batting cage. I can't imagine it was an easy 3 years for him.
You keep saying 3 years. I feel like it was 10. Are you sure it was only three?
Yeah.
And imagine living in it every single day. Look, Javi has a gold glove at shortstop. He's won a World Series. He got paid a big bag, and it looked like he was going to fade into nothingness as one of the great disappointments in Tiger history. Where did this come from? I don't believe it, and it's happening every night. It happened twice last night. Let's take people through last night, because that was a hell of a baseball game well before Javi made contact in the 11th. You have two teams trading leads. You get a Bregman homer. You get a Torque home run. There's some storylines emerging there. And then Javi hits his first home run to give the Tigers the lead. Here we go. Comeback is on, but the Tigers would give up the lead. And the guy to give it up is a guy who's been so quality all year in Canely. I feel like you're flirting with it, though, when you throw the same pitch over and over again. Canely's changeup. Yeah, thanks. Canely's changeup gets deposited in the outfield. We're tied. We end up in extra innings. Red Sox grab the lead in the 11th.
Yeah.
A multi-run lead in the 11th. You go, that sucks. They're going to lose this game. Yeah. Javi had other ideas.
So we talk about Dan Miller and how exciting his calls have been and how happy we are for him as a play-by-play guy to finally be calling good football. And I know Dan Dickerson has had that experience. It seems like another lifetime ago.
Yeah.
But it's been a decade. And now you get a chance to hear those moments in a walk-off home run by the very unlikely Javi Baez.
They're chanting his name walking out of the ballpark. Javi, Javi. Javi.
We did this topic a couple of weeks ago where it was, has Javi endeared himself to the fan base after the 3 years? And it's the willingness to play multiple positions as a, more than 10-year vet in Major League Baseball. it's his ability. And early on, it was about matchups. And he's never hit higher than sixth in this lineup. This is a guy that hasn't been in the bottom of the lineup nearly his entire career. Even when things were bad last year, it was, when are you going to finally move Javi down to, well, not just out of the lineup, but to the seventh spot, to the eighth spot, to the ninth spot. He was hitting ninth.
I wanted him to hit 10th for as long as he was on the roster. You can bat left out and play left out. Now he's playing prominently in center field in a completely different role. Like, it's almost, that's why we joke with the Javier Baez thing. I think the Tigers have had some fun with it too on their social media, because it feels like a completely different person. He's not swinging at junk in the other batter's box. He draws walks. He drew a walk last night. And he's taking a much better approach at the plate. He's getting better pitches to hit. And when he sees them, Johnny, he's hitting 320. And there's power in the bat now.
Your ninth hitter is batting 320. Just think about that for a minute, because we have been talking about A.J. Hinch for so long now about, you know, it was a pitching chaos. Okay, what's the matchups you're going to get? How long is this guy? How many pitches? All of that stuff. Now, and for a while it was, you don't have a fixed lineup, because it wasn't Torque. It wasn't Parker Meadows. It wasn't any of these things. Now you got a leadoff hitter in Kerry Carpenter against righties, but he's also hitting against lefties. Mm-hmm. And in the bottom of the lineup, you've got Trey Sweeney, who's hitting nearly 270. And it has been really good, excellent for the month of May. And at the bottom of it, you've got Dylan Dingler. You've got Javi Baez hitting ninth. Now, Jace Young in there. Okay, he gets one hit and his, you know, average jumps about 20 points because it's been so bad. But this is nearly a complete lineup. When Matt Vierling comes back and Parker Meadows does return, now you're going to be talking about a lineup that is complete.
You have the lineup in front of you. Was Sweeney 7 last night? Young 8, Baez 9. Think about this, though.
It was actually Sweeney was 6. Oh, okay. Dingler.
Okay, yeah, Dingler was 7.
Yeah.
But the bottom part of the order, the point is, Sweeney had the big knock in the 10th, mm-hmm. the two-out knock, to keep the game alive. Well, you don't have a walk-off on Javi's home run if Jace Young doesn't get his first hit. It's everybody. It's the entire team. And I think some of that is why, you know, when AJ reflects on this team, and we'll have him on later today at 8 o'clock, he gets so excited because he's getting contributions from everybody. I mean, this was him last night talking about Javi Baez, and the question, I think it was from Will Birchfield. He said, can you put this into words, Javi's impact?
It really is. Scott is a manager. It's got to be unbelievable. And then to be in that dugout for 162 games 3 years ago and watch Javi struggle. 162 games 2 years ago and watch Javi struggle. 162 different times last year. And now I know it was cut short because of the injury, the surgery, all of that stuff. But it's been an arduous process. And then to see the success. I mean, AJ, I can't even imagine how happy he is right now. First of all, to have a team that's the best in Major League Baseball, that's got to be enough to make you happy. But then to watch Torque, Riley Green struggle, to watch Sweeney, to watch Carp be able to hit lefties, Javi Baez, Casey Mize. Like, just imagine watching all of these struggles over the last 3 years. And for AJ, it's actually been longer than that. But now all of a sudden, it is starting to come together.
Unbelievable.
It's not starting to come together. It has come together.
It's right in front of our face. This Javi Baez thing is a symbol of so many other great things that have happened this season. Resurgence, redemption, renaissance. It's happening right in front of us. Some ticket text, 248-539-9797. We have open lines. We're going to be talking a lot about Javi today. Hip surgery. That's the difference, guys. Very bad hip, painful at bats. Now he's back and he's a great show once again.
So, I mean, I think the easiest question to ask AJ when he joins us at 8:02 is why is this different for Javi this year? Because I know a lot of people do want to point to the hip surgery, and I think that's got to be a large part of it. But, like, I mean, the hip bone's not connected to the eye bone. Well, and he was swinging at things that were in the other strike zone. Catchers still line up on outside in the other's batter's box. But he's not swinging at those this year.
And does the hip explain 3 years of poor play? You know what I'm saying? Like, I sure it's got to be part of it. I don't dispute that feeling better and being able to turn and get some power on it helps.
I'll say that it probably helped him play where he's playing, because that's the underlying thing. He never started a game in center field in his life.
Yeah.
And I think this is propelling him. And baseball players are weird. It's so mental. And maybe something with being put out there in center field has rejuvenated him. He wouldn't have been able to play center without the hip surgery.
Right.
But then it gets up here and the rejuvenate, feeling young again. Look at Devers in Boston. He not performing well because he's not playing where he wants to. Probably some of this was mental.
He did start 0 for 18, but he's
perked up
he's
now.
He's recovered extremely well.
I know, but I'm just saying, it's like things can get in your head, and maybe this just gave like Javi a freedom. But it's unbelievable that he's playing center field at his age for the first time. Like, I think we can get all of the homers are cute, and he's had five in the last 2 weeks here, all five of them this year. The responsibility to play center field in Major League Baseball in a baseball park that big for the first time at this age is the whole script isn't believable, to be honest with you. But I'm just I wanted to give the defensive credit to him.
If you made this in a movie, I would go, that's a little forced.
Right.
Yeah. I go, okay, here's he changes positions and he captures the hearts of the imagination of the fan base. Yeah, right.
Yeah, you could have wrote the part up the last night and you're like, oh, seriously?
Come on, it's a little rich.
I mean, even in Major League, they didn't win this World Series.
Yeah, really, but it's real life, people. It's truly unbelievable. 248-539-9797. We'll get phone calls, ticket text, Baez redemption. It's 97.1. Guys, we're smiling ear to ear. And if you're thinking about your smile, I want to tell you about Brightside Dental. Brightside Dental, there's no judgment. And that means if you haven't been to the dentist in a minute, if it's been a year or more, they're not going to shame you. They want to get you in. They want to get you great dental care. Sometimes life gets in the way. It's not your fault. You moved. Your regular dentist wasn't close anymore. You got a new job. You got married. Life got busy. Get back in that routine with Brightside Dental. $35 new patient special covers exams and x-rays. 9 Metro Detroit locations. There's one right around the corner from you. 1-800-PAINLESS, brightsidedental.com. That's Brightside Dental. No judgment, just care.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
In Indiana, summer means more than sunshine. It's hiking miles and miles of trails to magnificent views and cruising through caves on underground river rides. It's spending the night in a floating cabin and scuba diving into your next big adventure. It's riding a horse and buggy through historic towns and camping with elephants at a wildlife park. It's anything but ordinary. Plan your trip at inindiana.com/summer.
Attention sports enthusiasts. Keep the adrenaline pumping and elevate your game day with Chumba Casino. It's completely free to play. No purchase necessary. Whether you're cheering from the stands, on the move, or relaxing at home, Chumba Casino brings the thrill of social casino directly to your fingertips. Experience the ultimate social casino adventure with reels of casino-style games offering hundreds of exciting options to choose from and fresh new releases every week. There's always something new and thrilling to explore. From action-packed social slots and classic blackjack to engaging bingo and solitaire, the fun never stops. Plus, enjoy generous daily login bonuses and a fantastic free welcome bonus to kickstart your social gaming journey. Dive into the excitement. Discover a world where you can play for your chance to redeem some serious prizes and have a blast along the way. Don't miss out. What are you waiting for? Join now and immerse yourself in nonstop fun and adventure with Chumba Casino. Get in on the action today at ChumbaCasino.com and make every day a Chumba day. No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. 18 plus. Supply.
Going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
Amazon has everything for every kind of Father's Day. Whether that's a waffle maker for his beloved breakfast in bed.
Come to Papa.
Mm-mm. Mm. Or new pickleball paddles for some friendly father-son competition.
Come to Papa!
Yeah!
Or gifts like a steel shaker for his signature Dad Hatton cocktail.
Come to Papa.
Ooh. From cookware to sports gear, shop everything for Father's Day on Amazon.
What a game, what a finish. What a story for Javi Baez. As a Ticket Texter points out, I love Dan Dickerson's home run walk-off call, channeling Santa Claus a little bit there. Hopefully he can stay hot.
Oh, ho, ho! Deep into the night.
Deep into the night. There we go. Ticket Texter says, every slumping hitter at every level of baseball is going to be looking at hip surgery. Baez is the new Tommy John. John in Lake Orion.
Yeah.
Except it won't be Javi Baez surgery. It'll be
Javier Baez.
Javier Baez surgery.
Mm-hmm.
We are truly living in 2006 again, guys. It's amazing. It's not a team of stars, guys who have bought in. That's the story. This one says Baez for MVP.
So
I mean, it's crazy what people, everybody's in a great mood.
We were talking about that before the break. Like, okay, you're the best team in baseball right now. And the best team in baseball, if they're able to keep this pace going, which there's no reason to think that they can't.
Sure.
How many All-Stars should there be?
If you're the best team, you typically have, I don't know, 4 or 5.
Okay. Then start naming them. And so I
so in response one right
to that,
now.
Right now. But in response to that ticket, there's a bunch of no-namers that are playing as a team. Yeah. If you look at Torque at first base, right? And so
he'll have a case.
He'll have a case because he's got 11 home runs right now, but he's dropped off a little bit in terms of just the pace that he is making contact. And Riley Green is a little bit behind what he was last year. Now he's come on strong, but there was a huge slump there at the beginning of the season. Is it possible that maybe, I don't know, Dylan Diggler as a catcher?
We'll see how his playing time adjusts with Jake and if he can keep hitting the way he's hitting.
Right.
Yeah, there's a case.
I mean, McKinstry, the way that he was hitting, or Kiery Carpenter.
Carp more ABs, get going here a little bit. He's flirting with 300. Yeah, I mean, there's guys. Baez and Scooble feel like obvious
locks.
Ones right now. Yeah, which
Scooble's
Javi Baez being an all-star lock on May 14th. What world? This is the upside down, people.
Right.
Texter says, it's crazy. I'm loving every single second of this. Everyone wanted him out. We all wanted the Tigers to eat his contract, yet I'm loving this story.
There's so many of them on this team. Javi Baez. Now, we knew that he wasn't going to be, starting in AAA.
No.
He wasn't going to, they weren't going to release him and eat the contract. But Torque was not supposed to be here.
Right.
And, I mean, it's just, there's so many of these stories.
So, phrase it like this, because Torque, Baez,
Mize,
their careers were very much on the line. This could have been the last professional season.
So I think it was, what were the odds last week, at the end of last week, I saw a tweet that is the leaders, there's top five of comeback player of the year. Now, obviously, still a lot to go.
It's probably my tweet. I posted that.
Oh, you did?
Yeah.
Okay. That we had three of the top
five. Yeah.
So who is the best redemption story? It's got to be Javier, right?
So the longest shot to win the award was Javi at plus 850.
And maybe it's because it was it felt like it was such a long shot. Like, this can't be real.
He can't keep doing this. His BABIP is almost 400. He can't keep doing this. Guys, as long as he's going to keep doing this, I'm not going to fight it. It's kind of like the Tigers at the end of last season. Is it sustainable? I don't know. Got him in the postseason, won him a playoff series, and had him a game away from the ALCS. I don't know. Just enjoy the ride.
And it's 24 runs for this offense in two games.
Texter says, last night was amazing. One of the best regular season games I've ever watched. I'm literally choked up this morning thinking about Javi Baez's redemption. We forget these guys are humans too. Baseball is beautiful. Go Tigers. Nathan Claussen.
Yeah.
It's getting people.
Fire up, see
tearing down.
Up. Yeah.
Emotional.
I don't know if I'm going to tear up about it. I'm not going to get that emotional, but it is damn exciting.
We're going to compare this to some of the great redemption stories we've seen. We'll do that coming up at 6:35. Let's get to Heather with the news.
Well, on my way to work yesterday morning, Tuesday morning, as I was driving down 75, I saw a ton of police cars with their lights on, and it was all right near the Stellantis headquarters in Auburn Hills.
Yeah.
Caught my attention. Obviously, I was going north, so I wasn't on that side of the freeway, but I definitely saw it because there was a lot of cars there. Well, it turns out Michigan State Police were chasing three stolen four-wheelers down 75 heading south, and then I guess the guys in the four-wheelers went off the freeway into a wooded area near the Stellantis building. So that's kind of what I was seeing going on. They say roughly 20 cars had Chrysler Drive blocked off as they searched for these suspects. They were using everything they could. They had drones. They had dogs. They even had a raft to go search this area that was swampy.
Yeah.
Two of the three suspects were taken into custody. The third, as far as I know, was not arrested. Maybe by now has been, but as of yesterday was not. Interesting, for sure, right? Because there was a lot of commotion going on. And early, that was what? Before 6 a.m. is when I saw all that going on, too. So pretty crazy. You probably heard this. Pete Rose is no longer banned from baseball, and neither is Shoeless Joe Jackson. So Major League Baseball Commissioner Rob Manfred reinstated them yesterday, making them finally eligible for the Baseball Hall of Fame. In fact, Manfred unbanned everybody who's dead, saying, quote, obviously a person no longer with us cannot represent a threat to the integrity of the game. So Rose was banned back in 1989 for betting on games while he was managing the Cincinnati Reds. And then Shoeless Joe and seven other members of the Chicago White Sox were banned for fixing the 1919 World Series.
Yep.
So they can't technically get into the Hall of Fame until 2028 at the earliest, and that committee doesn't vote again until December of 2027.
It'll be interesting to see what the baseball writers do.
Baseball writers are very much on the righteous side of voting. I don't know that these guys are getting in, even though they're eligible.
I don't know enough about the Black Sox scandal. It's obviously
over 100 years ago.
Yeah, we'd have to ask Stoney about that. But I think Pete Rose will get in.
You think so?
I do. I think he'll get in because, I mean, he was, as a player, there weren't very many that did it better than him.
But if you're betting on baseball, lying about it, there's some other stuff character-wise. I think the character clause is going to hold up. I don't think he's going to get in.
Well, not everybody in the Hall of Fame is of great character.
Oh, I'm well aware.
And so I do think he will. Maybe it's not first ballot. Maybe it's
no chance first ballot. I mean, these guys are very particular about this. Only the highest and mightiest can get in on the first ballot.
Charlie Hustle, we'll see.
On Tuesday, Kim Kardashian was in court to testify against the suspects accused of robbing her at gunpoint in her Paris hotel room almost 10 years ago. And in court, she was decked out in about $8 million worth of diamonds to take the stand to face these robbers, like I said, who held her at gunpoint, tied her up, stole her jewelry. This was back in 2016. So she was wearing a 52-carat necklace. About $3 million. She had matching diamond earrings, rings, anklet. For a long time, she had said that she didn't even feel comfortable wearing, after being robbed, that she didn't want to wear any of her jewelry. So she showed up, made a statement with her look. And during the testimony, she said that when these guys broke into her hotel room, they were dressed like police officers wearing masks. She thought for sure she was going to be raped, probably killed. She was telling them, hey, take everything. I have babies. I need to live. You can have whatever you want. And she did live, thankfully. But it sounds like it was a very, very scary moment. I can't believe that was 10 years ago, like almost 10 years ago. I mean, I remember when it happened. I feel like I
don't remember when it happened. I know the story now.
I remember talking about it. So Airbnb isn't just for renting homes anymore. The founder and the CEO just announced that they're going to be adding some new services.
Okay.
So you can get massages, personal training. You can get experiences tailored to specific locations. If you're in Paris, you can go to like a pastry making class. You can go on a gallery tour in New York. And you're also going to be able to basically rent celebrities. So there's going to be some initial offerings that include, let's say, a day playing football and eating barbecue with Patrick Mahomes. You can hang out and do like a day experience with Sabrina Carpenter or Megan Thee Stallion. There's a bunch of celebrities that are already signed up to do these things. And the CEO is basically saying, hey, I want to get people off their phones. We're living in this AI world, but there's so many things, memories, relationships, experiences you can do in the real world. And I want to make sure people experience those things.
And I think people would pay for those things.
I think that's cool. So,
good pivot, good business model.
I did too. Especially, I like the, I mean, the celebrity thing's cool, but like, I like more of the experiences. If I'm going to travel and I'm renting a house in New York and you can set up a cool experience for me to go do, I would totally do that. I think it's cool.
Cool.
Yeah.
Heather with the news. All right, coming up next, try to put it in perspective, this Javi redemption story. Compare it to what we've seen. It's 97.1.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
In Indiana, summer means more than sunshine. It's hiking miles and miles of trails to magnificent views and cruising through caves on underground river rides. It's spending the night in a floating cabin and scuba diving into your next big adventure. It's riding a horse and buggy through historic towns and camping with elephants at a wildlife park. It's anything but ordinary. Plan your trip at inindiana.com/summer.
Attention sports enthusiasts, keep the adrenaline pumping and elevate your game day with Chumba Casino. It's completely free to play. No purchase necessary. Whether you're cheering from the stands, on the move, or relaxing at home, Chumba Casino brings the thrill of social casino directly to your fingertips. Experience the ultimate social casino adventure with reels of casino-style games offering hundreds of exciting options to choose from and fresh new releases every week. There's always something new and thrilling to explore. From action-packed social slots and classic blackjack to engaging bingo and solitaire, the fun never stops. Plus, enjoy generous daily login bonuses and a fantastic free welcome bonus to kickstart your social gaming journey. Dive into the excitement. Discover a world where you can play for your chance to redeem some serious prizes and have a blast along the way. Don't miss out. What are you waiting for? Join now and immerse yourself in nonstop fun and adventure with Chumba Casino. Get in on the action today at ChumbaCasino.com and make every day a Chumba day. No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. 18 plus. Supply.
Going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
Amazon has everything for every kind of Father's Day. Whether that's a waffle maker for his beloved breakfast in bed.
Come to Papa.
Mm-mm. Or new pickleball paddles for some friendly father-son competition.
Come to Papa! Yeah!
Or gifts like a steel shaker for his signature Dad Hatton cocktail.
Come to Papa.
Ooh. From cookware to sports gear, shop everything for Father's Day on Amazon.
AJ Hinch talking about Javi and Benetti talking about fun and us talking about the story that is Javi Baez. Two home runs yesterday, two three-run home runs yesterday, both trailing. One's a walk-off. John, it's only the second walk-off home run in Javi Baez's career, the first in a Tiger uniform. Caps off what has been a crazy stretch where he's rewritten everything we've said about him.
So, go back in my memory banks. His first walk-off wasn't a home run, but the first game, the opening day.
It was that double off the wall.
Wasn't that against Boston, too?
And that was against the White Sox. 99% sure it was against the White
Sox.
Okay,
all right. Well, against the Sox either way.
Yeah, and after the game, he's getting the Gatorade poured on him, and he's talking to the crowd. And that moment, to this moment, there's been a lot of struggle.
That's an understatement.
A lot of anxiety and angst and anger from the fans. I mean, outright, get this guy off my baseball team. And then they're chanting his name last night. He's hitting 320. He's playing like an all-star. One guy's throwing MVP in our ticket text today. people are loving what we're seeing from Javi Baez. It will go down and is going down currently as one of the great redemption stories in Detroit sports.
And it feels like, you mentioned this, I thought this was a great comparison. Like, if this was a movie, you'd be like, okay, you went a little bit far with the artistic license.
Kind of cheesy, really? He hit two home runs?
Yeah.
A walk-off?
And he's batting over 300, more than 40 games into the season. Like,
you're doing too much.
Yeah. But it does. It feels like right now we've had to suspend reality. Like you do when you go into a movie. You kind of suspend reality and you just accept it for what it is, right? It's a written script.
Yeah.
And now all of a sudden this is, you're trying to look at this as reality, but it's really hard to wrap your mind around how different this year has been compared to our three-year experience with Javi.
Well, and that's why we've leaned into the bit, and the Tigers have too with their social media, that this is not Javi Baez, this is somebody else. Right, and because there's no other way to explain it. He's not swinging at junk in the other batter's box. He always had a high chase rate. He was a high strikeout guy, but it went to another level the last couple seasons with the Tigers. And it looked like, hey, dude's just past his prime. He got paid. We're going to have to eat this. Sucks. Whatever. Cut him. Move on. Sunk cost. John, he's the face of this team right now.
He really is. And
I'm not taking anything from Skubal, who's the best player, but like the story of, hey, overcoming, do whatever it takes, play multiple positions on a team of former number one overall picks who are also resurrecting their career. He is a big example of what this team is.
And one of the great videos from last night, I said it to you first thing this morning.
I think it's pointed it out too.
Is Carlos Narvaez, their catcher, in the 11th inning when Javi Baez, I mean, Javi knew it was going right away, right? Because yep. he drops the bat, puts both arms up. If you look at that highlight, watch the catcher, Carlos Narvaez. He knows it's instantly gone as well.
The look on and his face.
I mean, he just drops his catcher's helmet. Looks completely defeated because he knows goodbye baseball.
That's how the game ends. Yeah, his face.
Love it. It's a great.
It's well, we talked about
the moment.
Crack of the bat. You know it's gone. He knows it's gone. The catcher knows it's gone.
Game over.
Game over. Celebration. Let it commence. John, try to put this in perspective. We throw that challenge out to the listeners as well. Where is this in the history of Detroit sports redemption stories?
It's not an entire season or a couple of seasons.
Right.
Because we had 3 years of awful baseball. I don't know. You'd have to start talking about the ownership of the Lions, the Fords, and what Sheila Hamp Ford has done just in regards to the Ford ownership of the Lions.
I mean, the 180 from when she was sitting there defending Dan Campbell, it was 1-5, 1-6. Oh, here we go. You defended Quinn Trisha, gave them an extra year. Here we go again. She got booed at the Calvin Johnson thing.
Yeah, and that we play that drop all. We used to play the drop all the time. Lions fans.
Yeah, Lions fans. And she's getting booed thunderously.
Right. And now everybody's praising her.
Yeah.
She's the one that hired first Dan Campbell.
And stuck by
him. And then. And then Brad Holmes, but it was the order in which she did it. Like head coach first, then GM.
That's unorthodox.
Yeah,
you shouldn't be doing that.
Here we go again. It's worked.
I know.
So I think that's certainly one of them. I mean, what are some of the other redemption stories?
So sticking with owners, much smaller scale. I mean, the Fords have flipped the script. We don't get any of those calls. They'll never win while the Fords own the team. Tom Gores has had a mini 180 here. From the comments
in the midst of
their worst season in franchise history, telling the fans when you set aside winning to, oh, he ate it and paid Monty Williams to go away.
Right.
And he's never been afraid to throw money at this team. I think he's experienced a 180.
Yeah, I don't think it's a mini one. I think it's a huge one. Going from 14-win team and throwing money at a coach who originally told him no and then came back. And obviously Monty Williams, it didn't appear like he really had his heart into it. And you can understand it with what was going on with his family and his wife. But it's hard to say no to a deal like that, right? And his heart wasn't in it. So Tom Gore said, you know what? Here's the rest of your money. We're going to move on. And going from a historically bad season to the sixth seed instantly in the playoffs?
Yeah. Yeah, maybe I shouldn't sell it short and call it mini. What are some other ones? 248-539-9797. You got to start going back. I mean, what? All right, I'll go there. Harbaugh, I know there's a black cloud over it, but from where he was to summiting and winning a national championship, I mean, that is a redemption story.
Yeah, I mean, that's a roller coaster. It's it's a redemption story to 4-year show cause.
Yeah, I know. So, I mean, you tell us if you want to count that. I'm trying to think about this. Gov, you could speak to this a little more because I was a child. The way Iserman was viewed before he won the Stanley Cup, they're going to trade him out of town.
No, but he was established the captain.
Yeah.
And the thing was, is they just couldn't get it done. I don't know if there was ever a redeeming moment. You could maybe, if you want to split hairs, like when he just committed more to a defensive style team game.
Yeah. I mean, it's
he sacrificed stats, but that's not the same. No. I mean, that would be like, okay, who sacrificed something in Detroit
sports? Yeah, it's different.
All right, I got one here, and I'm surprised you haven't said it. It's Jared Goff.
Oh, well, yeah. It was tough because it's not the full story isn't the Detroit story the way it is like for Baez. But
well,
yes.
No, but he was a throw-in.
Yeah, he was a throw-in. And in year one, now I know he missed a couple of games in there due to injury, but 3-13-1, and everybody thought bridge quarterback.
Yeah.
Exactly. And I think even Brad Holmes, who had him in L.A., probably thought and said to Dan Campbell, we might have something here with him, but they didn't know they had their guy, for sure. I wouldn't believe them if they said that.
Goff's a good one. Better than like Chauncey, you could say. He bounced around, journeyman, found a home in Detroit. That's not the same thing as a redemption story. Redemption means you have to be thought of as...
all washed up.
Yep. End of the line.
Can't get the job done.
I'll give you one. A ticket texter had this. Darren McCarty in 08. He started with the Flint Generals. He ended up winning the cup again.
Yeah, he played a lot of playoff games that year.
Yeah.
Not a lot of regular season games.
People kind of forget that. Yeah. I mean, there's not a lot when you think about it. I think Gores is a great one.
I do too. And the only reason I went through the whole entire process was because you said it was kind of a mini 180. I think you take away that mini and it's huge. Now, obviously, the end goal for Goff is Super Bowl. Hasn't happened yet. The end goal for Sheila Ford Hamp hasn't happened yet. Same thing with, you know...
Honestly, same thing with Javi. I mean, we're still only like 45 games into this deal.
Right, and that's why you're looking at it going, this is an amazing stretch. Can he do it over 162? There's nothing that says he can't other than our experiences with him for 3 years.
You know, some people wanted John Beilein out at one point.
Yep, couldn't get it done.
Yeah.
Texter points out Maglio, his career was thought to be done after injuries. He ends up giving this great moment to the city.
That's kind of overlooked and glossed over. I mean, people kind of thought Dombrowski was nuts doing what he did.
248-539-9797. We got a bunch of texts on Javi, the story, the goosebump moment. We'll play that Dickerson walk-off again coming up next. And how do you place it in the history of redemption stories? It's 97.1.
FanDuel is the best place to find all your favorite player props. And now you can make the smarter play with new performance trends. Want to see if a guy's hitting the over consistently, or maybe they've been flirting with a potential triple-double? Get the latest stats right inside the app and see who's getting hot. And once the game starts, that's when things really get interesting. You can combine live prop bets into a same-game parlay for a chance to win something big. And if you don't already have a FanDuel account, it's not too late to get in on the action. You're going to get started with $200 in bonus bets if your first $5 bet wins. So all you have to do is visit FanDuel.com/971Detroit to join today. That's FanDuel.com/971Detroit and make every moment more with FanDuel, official sports betting partner of the NBA. Must be 21 or over and present in Michigan. First online real money wager, only $5 first deposit required. Bonus issued as non-withdrawable bonus bets that expire 7 days after receipt. Restrictions apply. See terms at sportsbook.fanduel.com. If you have a gambling problem, call 1-800-GAMBLER.
Unbelievable. Javi Baez, have a night. Have a season. Have a turnaround. John, you and I made the same face looking at this phone call. We'll get to it in a second. Anyway, a few ticket texts on Javi. Texter points out he never complained. Great teammate and professional. Couldn't be happier for him. Never a problem in the clubhouse. Ken on his way home. Ticket Texter says that the Javi chant is the new Jared Goff chant. Love his story.
Yeah.
Goff came up. We've talked about redemption stories in the city of Detroit. Texter wants to know where Javi plays when Meadows comes back.
So, I mean, we talked about this a little bit. Third base, for one.
Yeah.
Because his bat's better than Jace Young.
Yep.
But I don't think Jace is still here because it'll be Veerling.
Yeah.
You have a chance to create great matchups. And Parker Meadows is going to be your prime center fielder. But what happened to him when he came back last year? It was instantly a hamstring. Like those high test individuals, like they run on high octane. There's going to be some issues with hammies, with different things where you want to. It's why AJ isn't playing Riley Green every day in center field. Now it's been eased a little bit because you do have Javi.
Yeah,
but you want to protect these guys and make them last so that they're there playing great baseball in August, in September, and dare I even say October.
Yeah, that's the way it looks. Baze may be a veteran, but he's having fun like a kid. It's what every kid dreams of. Yeah, I think he's kind of a vibes guy, Javi. Like when times are good, you can see that infectious personality. When times were bad,
yeah,
he was slumping bad. Texter says, Jim, you spent 3 months bashing the guy. Let's clarify. I spent 3 years bashing the guy. And I'm not alone, and I'm not ashamed of it.
No.
I'm happy for him.
We all did. Like the most amazing thing is this isn't a guy that slumped for 1 year. You know, this was awful. He right. was terrible. He had the worst OPS, like, historically. And it just kept getting worse and worse from when he got here.
And so we've had slumps. Like, let's just take Riley Green at the beginning of the year. Like, that was a slump. And when you ask AJ about it, all right, he's very measured, and it's one of 162, or it's a long season. Like, you get all of these answers, you know, and he was an all-star last year. We know he's going to pull out of it. You have confidence like that. For Javi Baez, it was 3 years of a constant. When you think it couldn't get worse, it got worse.
Yeah, I mean, it's just, it's unbelievable that this turnaround. And I don't want to underestimate and undersell like what he's doing in center field.
Yeah.
I just don't. A guy at 32 years old who's scuffling in the field to a degree and definitely at the plate for a long, long time is playing center field in a humongous ballpark. Like, the middle of your defense is everything in baseball.
Yep.
You've got to be strong up the gut. And I just can't believe he never played there. He played a little outfield.
He always wanted
career.
To. I think I've even read up on this. He always was bugging coaches, managers, hey, let me play center. But he was a kid, he played center, I think. And they said, no, for your draft profile, play the infield.
Yeah.
But he's always wanted to. It's just so unique in your 30s to pick up that position of that magnitude.
Yeah, it's not even a listed position still for him on Baseball Reference.
He's still listed as a third baseman.
or shortstop, in some states.
It's
like, this is 20 games now.
And in the 20 games, I think I saw he's got an OPS over 1,000. So in addition to, I think, being a +4 in defensive runs saved in center field, he's also raking at the plate. It's
that
unbelievable.
Is, again, the mental aspect of baseball. These guys are just wired in a weird way where playing a certain position can, like, spark you. It's bizarre.
We'll get to the guy who wants to trade Javi Baez. He's on our phones right now. But first, a few ticket texts. Yeah, I'm serious. Real phone call. Ticket text on redemption stories. Ozzy is a great redemption story. Second stint with the Wings, the 08 Cup. Kenny Rogers, a great redemption story. Mike Vernon for the Wings' first Cup run, considered a washed-up goalie, totally redeemed himself. How about AJ Hinch on the ticket text, redeeming himself?
That's a great one. There's some people that'll never get over what happened in Houston. We take calls all the time when we want to give credit to AJ Hinch.
They go, well, he's a cheater.
Yeah.
Okay. Max Scherzer, his career is in jeopardy, was sent down to AAA, came back, one of the best pitchers of all time. It's a great redemption story. Joey Koser, playing beer league hockey when Scotty Bowman gave him a call, becomes a Stanley Cup winner, Alan McComb. We'll take more redemption stories, but...
get to the call.
I want to get to John and Kalamazoo.
They're not alone.
Oh, there's people... John, you get to make the first case today, but apparently not the last. Good morning. You're on 97.1.
Good morning, guys. So I'm not advocating that they trade him. What I'm saying is, historically, over his whole career, he's only hit over 300, never. He's currently hitting 320. He's having the best year of his career. He's never done this well before. The last two or three years were absolutely terrible. And his trade value will never be higher, arguably, than it is right now. And, you know, if you look at what he's done historically over his career, and especially the last couple years, is that probably the player he is, and this is an anomaly? And do you trade him while he's hot? Or do you try to ride it out, and then the bottom falls out maybe, and you can't get rid of him, and you're stuck paying him still? That's
he does have two more years on his contract after this season.
Yes, and on Twitch it says time to offload that contract, followed up by somebody else saying he has no trade value.
Well, he has trade value.
Well, he has trade value, but the contract, and to John's point,
yeah,
like this is the anomaly, and
we want
to know if this is going to last. I don't know that anybody believes he's going to still be a 320 hitter throughout the course of the season.
No, I'm not. Okay, his logic is sound in that this buy low, sell high is the way you run your portfolio and your baseball team, right? This would be selling high. But it's an odd phone call to take the day after the guy delivers a
right.
walk-off hit. How many first-place teams are trading away their best position player?
None.
Zero.
And here's the other thing is, and we always wondered, and we kind of cringed at it last year when he was gone because of the surgery, but then he came back, and everybody in the locker room was talking about how great it was to have him back, and we used it as the Javi jinx, right? Is just him being around going to jinx this run that they were making. If you were to consummate that trade right now, what would it do? It might blow up that clubhouse because of how well he is liked.
Yeah, and I just don't think this is reasonable at all. You're still not going to get anything for him. The contract is crazy, okay? And there's not enough sample size. You're better off holding on to him, and if this holds, and I think being a 300 hitter holding is probably not likely.
It won't.
But let's say it's 270, and he ended up hitting 20 home runs. That was completely unexpected, and that may make you a true World Series championship contender, right? Wouldn't you agree?
Yeah. Okay.
Like, so what if this does hold to a degree? What's that do to everything?
I mean, we've had the argument or conversation, not an argument, about Torkelson and Mize and what these unexpected contributions mean for your ceiling. Going into the year, we did think this team would be about 500 ball club and the pitching would keep them in, and they were going to need to have a little more oomph at the plate. Well, when you get surprises, plural, it does change things.
It's not impossible that Torkelson and Baez might combine for 50 homers. That's
yeah,
insanity.
I don't even think it's crazy that you just said that, but it would have been crazy to say 90 days ago. On the point of regression, not to nerd out, but the stat everybody looks to is batting average on balls in play, BAPIP. If it's really high, it means you're getting very fortunate on balls in play. You're hitting them where they ain't at an unsustainable level. Baez is at 398 batting average on balls in play. He's probably coming down, to your point, 20, 30 points just on playing baseball.
If he comes down 30 points,
that's fine.
He's still hitting better than he ever has.
Yeah, he'd be great. He'd be fine. I just think it's silly to suggest trading arguably your best position player on a first-place ball club.
It's insanity.
Okay, just to add in here and just to understand some mitigating angst we're going to have, just understand the slumps that are going to have to happen for him to get down to, say, 270. It's 319 right now, at least what I see on Baseball Reference.
Yeah.
I mean, and we are over a quarter through the season.
I think another key to Javi, though, is so batting average is one thing we're going to look at. The power. If he's giving you power, you get to make up for a little bit of that. Like when they signed him, I always knew he's going to strike out. I mean, his career profile spoke for itself. But, I mean, he was a guy who had hit 34 home runs. He had a guy who had hit 31 home runs. Like he had homer, big time power in that bat from a shortstop position. That was the appeal.
Right.
And he's shown power lately. And I think that would help alleviate any batting average dips that come along the way.
Sure, if you're able to get power along with it, and the average dips a little bit, it's like we're talking about Spencer Torkelson, where the average early on, and he was getting doubles and you know, he was knocking in runs. He was very opportunistic, but that has come down, but the power's still there.
Phone calls, ticket text, 248-539-9797. We are an hour away from AJ Hinch joining the show. Love when the timing works out like that. Great day to have the manager on. A little Lions to mix in the 7 o'clock hour. They were not shy praising one particular Lion for the upcoming season. Yet the coach is speaking yesterday. We'll get to it next, 97.1.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
In Indiana, summer means more than sunshine. It's hiking miles and miles of trails to magnificent views and cruising through caves on underground river rides. It's spending the night in a floating cabin and scuba diving into your next big adventure. It's riding a horse and buggy through historic towns and camping with elephants at a wildlife park. It's anything but ordinary. Plan your trip at inindiana.com/summer.
Going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
Amazon has everything for every kind of Father's Day. Whether that's a waffle maker for his beloved breakfast in bed.
Come to Papa.
Or new pickleball paddles for some friendly father-son competition.
Come to Papa! Yeah!
Or gifts like a steel shaker for his signature Dad hat and cocktail.
Come to Papa.
Ooh. From cookware to sports gear, shop everything for Father's Day on Amazon.
Dollar Shave Club is the real grooming MVP. Their six-blade razor gives you the closest, most comfortable shave. The four-blade features swift rinse tech for longer, thicker hair. And the handle has a no-slip 360-degree diamond pattern grip for comfort and control. Shave butter works great with their razors. It's translucent for precision and delivers a long-lasting glide that hydrates the skin. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun and use code HOMERUN for 20% off your order of $20 or more. Plus free shipping. Whatever you shave, welcome to the club.